The foods you crave and why you crave them coming up at 4:30 with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Big
Dummy. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Fish sandwich.
Hola.
Corey, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Fish sandwich.
All right, Corey, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, Corey. For 30 seconds, you're going to lick a stranger's what? Armpit, toes, belly button, or lips?
Man, I was going to say lips since you talked about that one chick, so I think I have to go belly button.
Well, that wouldn't be good on her either, brother, but...
By the way, her name is Gary. We're picking the stranger on this.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right, Corey, here is your question. Damascus is the capital of what country?
Jordan?
Close.
Turkey?
General region.
Israel?
General region.
No. Damascus. Syria.
Syria.
Just like Wheaties.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What does the E stand for in Chuck E. Cheese?
Eddie.
Eats.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Oh. Charles Entertainment Cheese.
I like Chuck Eats Cheese.
Yeah, I think that would be a better name, honestly. Yeah, Chuck Eats Cheese.
Yeah, Charles Entertainment.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
He's trying to tell you, he's got a few things happening there. One of them's entertainment.
I think the fact that he's an animal would tell me that. In other words, tennis shoes. Plays guitar, does he sing?
I feel like he's the head of that band, but I don't know if he's like a guy that plays a guitar while he's singing.
They took out all those what do they call that thing?
Automatronic?
Animatronic.
Animatronic.
Animatronic. They took all those machines out of the Chuck E. Cheese's.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, if I'm a kid, that's the big moment, right? Like, I had to get the crappy pizza.
I think they were breaking down all the time.
Okay. Well,
they're breaking down, and I would think they almost scare kids now. So now you just have the Chuck E. Cheese mascot walking around.
What happened to kids? When did they become so soft that Chuck E. Cheese band scares them? These kids these days.
Those kind of things, what you call them, animatronic?
Animatronic, yeah.
Once they're past their prime, they're always kind of spooky.
They just become creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I'm going to go play a first-person shooter game over here.
Yeah. Those animals freak me out, so I'm going to go play Halo.
I'm going to go blow some stuff away. Big buck hunter.
Ah, the mind of a child. Dad, that mouse scared me, so I'm going to shoot a deer. Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, like, I could watch all the violent stuff I want, but scary movies are scary.
What's the scariest movie you've seen so far, in your opinion?
The original one with Annabelle the doll was pretty terrifying.
Is that just Annabelle or the...
No.
I know the one. The Conjuring?
The Conjuring. That was the last...
You never watched The Exorcist?
I mean, I watched parts of it, but...
Okay. It's a weird scary.
I mean, I've been to the park where the house burned down.
Right. Because that's a movie, like, nothing jumps out at you. There's nothing... She's just a creepy, creepy-ass little girl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like once I watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space as a kid, it just ruined it.
All the movies.
Yeah, like, I don't know that I've ever seen a Friday the 13th
or
Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean,
not scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, slasher films, they won't scare you, and you get a lot of boobs.
I like Scream.
Yeah.
I guess technically that's a horror movie.
Right. Friday the 13th, to me, it's in line with Scream. It's just that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, what's the one? Jeepers Creepers. That was spooky.
That was like with the jet black dude kind of thing that shows up at the end or something.
Yeah, something.
All right. I saw it years ago.
Corey, question four.
Question number four for you, Corey. Off the coast of what continent will you find the Straits of Magellan?
Ted, you don't just laugh at scary movies like that?
No. They terrify me.
Oh, man, I just laugh. I think, is that South America?
Boom.
Got it.
There you go.
Very good. Nice job.
I like that before I answer the question. Like, Ted.
You just a little bitch?
I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah. Anyhow, South America.
It's South America.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Hello, Ari. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Ari, are you sober or not sober?
Hola. I am sober.
All right, Ari. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. For 30 seconds, you're going to lick what on a stranger? Armpits, toes, belly button, or lips?
To be honest, I think I'm going to go with the armpit.
Armpit.
The armpit. Why the armpit? Why the armpit, Ari?
Oh, just because it just you know, it seems like the most safe choice where you're not going to get any weird things.
I don't know.
Might get a hair in your throat.
Hey, you know, everybody's had one of those.
Yeah, actually, you're not lying.
Yeah, you're right. And at inopportune times, I might add.
Depending on your generation.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it definitely started that way. All right. Your question, Copacabana and Ipanema are both beaches in what country?
And I just found out today.
Brazil.
It is Brazil.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Of course.
Right.
Really? How?
Well, I mean, I just know they're in Brazil. Right, you said Copacabana, what other one?
Ipanema. There's like the girl from Ipanema. I know the song, but I don't know the song. I know of the song. No connection to Brazil. Copacabana from Barry Manilow.
Yeah, but he's geographically incorrect. The hottest spot north of Havana.
Yeah.
Cuba is north of Brazil.
Correct.
So that he's wrong.
But the Copacabana was the club.
Correct.
This is Copacabana Beach.
Oh. Yeah. Technicality.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I think, wasn't one of those Brazilian steakhouses once called Ipanema Grill?
Yes. Okay. There it is. I always wondered why it was called that. Now it all makes sense. I mean, that's a weird name for a steakhouse. Okay.
It's like El Gaucho.
Mm-hmm. Was it the cowboy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they were called down there. Gauchos.
All right, the question. In what year did the Civil War end?
Civil War. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I'm terrible at history. Was it, I don't know, like 65?
Like what? 1965 or 1865 or 1765?
We'll go. I don't know. We'll go with 19.
No. Oh, it's 1865.
It's 1865. Yeah. You're a century off.
Wow. You know, it's just a century. Yeah.
You said 65, but I'm like, I'm not 100% sure she knows what the first two numbers are. I can't quite give it to you.
The Battle of Gettysburg, 1965.
65, yes. Abraham Lincoln took
a
train.
There we go.
Yeah, just like Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. It happened at the same time, apparently. Right. All right, your question. First minted in 2000, what woman's likeness was on the face of the U.S. dollar coin?
One more time?
First minted in 2000, what woman's likeness is on the face side of the U.S. dollar coin?
The first one was Susan B. Anthony.
That's correct.
And this one was the second.
Susan B. Crazy.
You know, I have no idea. Mother Teresa.
Sacagawea.
Mm-hmm. Which rhymes on Mother Teresa, so, you know. All right. A scratch test is usually performed when a doctor suspects a patient has what?
You said a scratch test?
A scratch test.
I don't know. Malaria?
Mm-mm. Allergies.
Allergies. That is correct.
Question five, Ari.
Should have known that one.
I like that you have a concern about malaria, though.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What late singer was the first to have 5 number one hits off of one album? Also the first singer with a removable nose, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
A removable Michael Jackson?
You got it.
There you go.
There's the clue.
Nice work.
Not the number one hits, the removable nose.
That was Thriller, correct?
Yeah. Okay. That album was massive.